WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Two police dramas are about to return to television. Homicide: Life on the Street starts a new season Friday night on NBC. Prime Suspect begins its fourth installment Sunday night on PBS. TV critic David Bianculli has this preview.
Let's start with Prime Suspect. Helen Mirren is back as Detective Jane Tennyson, and as long as she's playing the role, Prime Suspect is automatically worth watching. Her character is so complex and her acting is so good that there's no way to turn away. In each installment of Prime Suspect, Jane Tennyson has gained a little more power. This time out, she's risen to the rank of detective superintendent. But each time, she's up against sexism at the office while trying to solve murders on the streets. She always makes some new allies, but she also makes some new enemies. As in this scene, when she finds and confronts a Mark Furman-type cop who may have just botched her big case.
I've been paging you all over the station for the past hour.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
Oh, no, no. That's not good enough, Inspector.
Well, I'm sorry, Mom! All right?
The mystery this time is about a murdered child. But the mystery this time isn't seen on Mystery. It's shown instead on Masterpiece Theater, and as a one-shot telemovie, not a four-part miniseries. The move from one PBS series to another doesn't matter at all, but the reduction in length does. There's less room for character development here, and this new Prime Suspect suffers as a result. But it's still very good. Homicide, which returns Friday night on NBC, is even better. Forget all this talk about NYPD Blue. Homicide: Life on the Street is the best drama series on TV right now. And Andre Brower, as Detective Frank Pemberton, is TV's best actor, period. The season opener for Homicide is a two-parter, which means it actually takes up more screen time than the new Prime Suspect. The time is used well. A new character is introduced, two characters leave, the ones played by Ned Beatty and Daniel Baldwin, and an impressively complicated mystery is laid out. There's a warehouse fire with a kid found dead inside, then there's another fire and another young victim. Arson Detective Mike Kellerman, played by Reed Diamond, is brought aboard and immediately clashes with Pemberton. Kyle Secor as Pemberton's partner Bayless and Yaphet Kotto as their boss Giardello are also on hand, trying to make sense of the evidence while Kellerman and Pemberton go at it.
There's someone going around town burning teenagers to death in warehouses?
It would appear so, sir.
Kellerman, you still believe the guy to be a professional?
Professional arsonists don't kill, not on purpose.
So, just who are we looking for, Kellerman?
Maybe someone obsessed with fire? The image of fire, the idea of fire? Someone maybe with firefighting in his background? A father, an uncle?
Whoa, hang on. Let's just stick to the facts here. Someone killed Mark Landry, someone killed this girl. But Landry was killed by a fire, and this girl was killed first and then dumped in the fire. Why this difference?
There is a possibility the two fires are unrelated.
So what? The way in which they were set is a coincidence?
Yes.
Yeah, Bayless.
Well, I tend not to believe in coincidences.
I don't believe in coincidences either. So there's probably something to the fact that one of the subplots in Homicide has to do with a female cop getting promoted. The writers of Homicide are aware of Prime Suspect 2 and know a good thing when they see one. So do I. And both these shows are good things.
David Bianculli is TV critic for The New York Daily News.